come into your presence. We remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. Lord, we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up, songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Yeah, yeah, as we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. Lord, we come to give you because of your love, we're forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up, songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up with songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love.
Yeah!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Amen. Sorry. We just don't know when to quit. That's the never-ending song. We just praise the Lord. Because of his love, we're forgiven. Amen. And that's really why we've assembled today, to rejoice in the forgiveness that we have being a part of the body of Christ. And we're glad that you're here with us today. We want to begin following our opening song with a word of prayer, inviting the Lord's presence and his direction for our service. Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. And help us to always remember how very, very important it is for us to have thankful hearts. We are blessed. You watch over us and you care for us. You're with us even in our times of trouble and trial. You've given us everything that we really need, Lord. And we ask that you increase our quotient of gratitude and appreciation. We love you. We ask you to meet the needs of your people who come together today, and may through it all you be glorified. And we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. The Father is searching for all who will worship Spirit and in truth. And he is discerning the thoughts and the yearnings of every heart in this room. So let us determine the bright at the start. We will worship the Father with all of our hearts, with all of our hearts. our lips, but all that we are, we offer in worship
with all of our heart, mind, and strength.
Jesus, we come to lift up your name. We give you glory, we give you praise, with all of our heart, in our mind, and our strength. Jesus, we offer our lives on the altar. Cleanse our hearts and thoughts, that we may stand holy, and we can come boldly before the throne of our God. For we have determined it right at the start, we will worship you, Jesus, with all of our heart. With all of our heart, mind, and strength, we give you
for just with our lips,
but all that we are,
we offer in worship
with all of our heart, mind, and strength. Jesus, we come to lift up your name. We give you glory, we give you praise, with all of our hearts, in our mind, in our strength. We give you glory, we give you praise, with all of our heart, in our mind, in our strength.
Great is thy faithfulness.
be seated. Well, this morning there's a lot to cause our minds to be prayerful. Locally, grieving in the passing of Brenda Morse, which we'll talk about a little more in terms of preparation for her memorial tomorrow. Also, in the passing of John Choppa's uncle and Janice Hood's brother, Jack Hewen. Those things are very close to our own hearts. Of course, on a broader scale, tragedies in our country, mass shootings in El Paso and also in Detroit. A reminder of the hatred and the division that exists in our country today. We need to pray for our nation, for our leaders, and probably more than anything else, pray for the Lord's soon return. This whole world is getting in a bad, bad, bad shape. You know, I think about those folks. You know, El Paso seems a long way, Detroit's away. But something like that hits here, the reality would strike us all much differently than it does when it's, quote, somewhere else. So those folks are no different from us in that they have loved ones. They're wondering about why such tragedy, senseless killing, and the grief that they're dealing with. So those thoughts are very much in our thoughts and prayers. You notice in the bulletin a great big thanks to all of you who helped with the fellowship lunch last Sunday. It was a great day with His Heart, and we've got another opportunity to minister with some food for Brenda's visitation tomorrow, and we'll have just a word about that. I think the ladies are taking care of that. But we want to provide some food for her family, and who can comment on that while I've raised it? Colleen, if you would. Wanda's not with us, but she's coordinated with Colleen. And
she will be here with the list in a few minutes.
Okay.
She's in the parking lot.
Okay, Wanda's in the parking lot, so she'll do it again. So I'll just say that either bring any food that you want to help with to Wanda's house or here by 3:30 tomorrow.
And having said that, I think you'll notice in the bulletin there is a time of visitation here tomorrow from 4 until 7. And then that service for her will be at 7 p.m. at the conclusion of the visitation time. So please keep that in mind. I want to direct your attention to the article in the bulletin. I was encouraged to leave a typo in there to see how many folks would read it. I couldn't bring myself to leaving the typo, but if you will turn down, it's not in that article. Duh. It's in your daily scriptures. Open up your daily scriptures to Friday. Someone just read that. It's the verse that says, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain," right? So what was my comment? Everybody gets so quiet except when it's time to be quiet. In life or death, it's a win-win situation. Do you realize on a keyboard how close the S is below the W? So it came out, for the Christian, living or dying is a sin-sin situation. I was encouraged to leave that in there. So I just thought, and we're not saying any more about it because you all know who the secretary is that made that mistake and we caught it at the last minute. Yes, ma'am? Oh. I just thought that would be funny to leave it there for a minute. So we've got the food situation. Wait just a minute. Yeah. Oh, by the way, don't be late tomorrow, Wanda.
And get the list.
I'm just teasing.
It's one of those warnings. If you're bringing food to the church, Colleen and I won't be here till about 3:30, so you might want to wait until 3:30. If you need to drop it off my house, give me a call. Make sure I'm there because I do have a couple of errands out of the house in the morning. And there are specific things that are still needed. If you'll see me after the service, I'll let you know what those are.
Thank you. I appreciate you ladies. Hospitality committee taking care of that. It'll be very helpful for the family. Any other announcements? I think that pretty well covers most everything that's happening right now. Dina, do you have an announcement?
I don't know, probably everybody knows, but the Wagner family, they lost Mrs. Wagner on Wednesday. They're our neighbor, so just pray for Mr. Wagner.
Yes, most of you are aware of that situation, such a tragedy, death of Peggy Wagner.
And Dave Hack this morning wanted me to tell everybody at the body here, thanks for your prayers and continue to pray. Continue to pray for him. So he should be, he's thinking he'll be able to get out of the hospital this afternoon.
What's that? Oh, hope says no. He is determined. he's definitely wanting to be able to be here for Brenda's memorial. I know that's, and maybe if he gets out tomorrow, that would be better. Is that everything? All right. John Jones.
I thought I would bring a praise report.
I know you don't need it, but
I don't know if I really need this. But about 3 months ago, I went in for a regular blood panel. If you take medications, you have to do that periodically. Anyway, I got a call that I have anemia and my kidneys were malfunctioning and I needed to do some more testing. About a week later, my left hip went out, unrelated. I asked if leprosy was next, but that 3 months of testing and I finally got in to see a neurosurgeon. He put me on physical therapy, said, if you're gonna avoid surgery, do it. He also prescribed some happy pills, which are really nice. Last Wednesday, I saw him, saw the kidney doctor, saw the blood doctor, and the oncologist. I don't have anemia. My blood is normal. My kidneys are functioning properly. It is entirely possible that the original diagnosis of multiple myeloma was incorrect. We're not doing anything for the next 2 months. I'll go back for another checkup. But right now, everything is looking up. So I'm here to thank God. I'm here to thank all of you for your prayers and good wishes. And to paraphrase the old cowboy, praise the Lord and pass the happy pills.
It's a good testimony, John. Where do you go from there? If I might just remind us of all the things we have to be thankful for, like John's blessing and the things that come our way, and mingled with the ups and downs of the disappointments in life and the heartaches in life, it reminds us of our total dependence upon God, the God of every situation, of every emotion, every feeling, everything. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So in our prayers this morning, as you are led to pray, let's give thanks, but let's call upon the Lord in intercession for those who are still needing that special touch. So we're open at this time for the prayers aloud or in your heart and mind to be taken before the throne of grace.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Would you stand with me at this time and let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I don't think we had any birthdays or anniversaries this week. If I missed one, we're sorry. I saw that on Facebook, right, Steve? Yeah, we just kind of missed it. Dana, we're sorry. We knew you were trying to keep that a secret, but your husband just can't quite keep a secret. So happy birthday to you, even though you were trying so hard to keep a low profile. At this time, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church, the workers who are working with them as the worship team leads us in preparation for our time of the Word.
Sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me on the cross.
cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love for me. He from death to life he brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free.
Amen. Would you stand with us as we sing? This is one we did a few couple weeks ago, a new song we're teaching you. It's called Living Hope. B flat.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. Is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
great a mercy. What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 in one accord we pray. Praise you, our Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There is no other name above you. Blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel.
Unto
and honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. God of Abraham, faithful and true. Holy, holy are you. Holy, holy are you. You're the Son of righteousness and the Lamb who was slain. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. You're the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God of all glory. My healer and the King of kings. My deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty, the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. And my soon come.
Thank you, Lord, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
All the promises in you are yea and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise the blood of Jesus.
Whatsoever you have need of is found.
It's good to be in your presence, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for being the Prince of Peace.